Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome aboard, and another day. And we have the privilege to be up and have a lot of what we had yesterday. I think that there are people that felt well yesterday. I mean, physically, and may feel at their best mentally too. And then we have the opposite, the mixture of different life. So today we have to work with what we have. We are getting the tornadoes, and as far as I can see, it seems to me that most people in the world has forgotten civilization and has resolved to living according to the government, as it were, their new building of a uncivilized world, because that's what we're living in right now. We are living in an uncivilized world by sodomite decree. We can see clearly that there was no sodomite homosexuals. If you go back, let's say, before 509 BC, there was these hominids in the world before 509 BC. And we know about them and read about them when they were not called homosexual or gay. And we know about them in the World History textbook. They are known as hominids, primates, developing in Africa for a long time, 3.5 to 4 million years in Africa. And they were the first beings to evolve on planet Earth. There was no other important anything lower than the hominids. So their development was called hominid species. Bipedal, walk upright. There is no other civilized, uncivilized creature but these hominids back in the millions of years ago. Like I said, 3 to 4 million years. And 1.5 million years ago, Africa, and go settle into Europe. We have that in the World History textbook, National Geographic, World History. That's what we know about the world and what was here. So therefore, that's what we have to look on. And a lot of people don't care about it. And anytime we lose focus of where we are coming from, we are likely to be destroyed by other different evils. Because the pattern of life shows civilization came about from the hominid, the hominid primates or apes. It's common in history. Their time of development. But it shows that they only make stone tools. And this is serious This is a very serious thing that the world cannot do without beings that are created civilized. We cannot live the civilized life. We go to a different government control. Life is never going to be good. And look at what is going on in the world today, in America and all around the world. It is because people don't regard the history that tells us how life has been and what it is ever since. These hominid go settle in Europe. And think of the many things that began to happen once they were developing before 1.5 million years ago. I'm talking about prior to that, they were there in Africa, and there was no civility like we know it at all. So when they go up into Europe, what kind of a character the book, the history says they were? They alone and nothing civilized like what we know here today, right? Where we have communication system and all that. That was not there. It wasn't back there. And as we are here today, I'm going back to where I left off, because I'm talking about when there was no civilization on earth, and there was just some things formed on the ground, like hands and other type of creeping things. Whereas the hominid did not evolve yet. So you think that we are coming from a solar system with a Earth has been here, and there was no civilized creature, neither certain uncivilized creature was not around. If we don't follow that, life is going to be in a shambles. And that's what we have going on right now. We're chaos, confusion, and psychological reasoning is taking a tumble down the hill. And how does the history tells us what happened after the hominids develop in Africa and they could only make stone tools and light fire? So it was a little development for them after they managed to make stone tools to do whatever little thing they can do to to survive, right? So they get to that point in Africa before they go to Europe, and that's all they could do. So if you think about a monk, the chimps, primates, they call them, it was a few groups of these creatures, and a few of them. All right, and a few groups of the primates, apes, from which the hominid species came from. And you have to think seriously about the chronological sequence on which things happen, because a lot of people in the world today are suffering, and the reason why they are suffering is because of these hominids, right? Because they go on until they were able to make trouble. You see what I mean? And, of course, there is no good way that is going to be paved in the world by these hominids, because they were not created by intelligent beings. You know, you can accredit that with nature that is always right, doing whatever it pleases to do. So, yes, they were evolved by nature, male and female, like lower other animals, male and female, to birds and all that. Okay? So that is a simple thing to understand and to view exactly what the time before we are able to understand scientific things and able to do civilized things. So if we don't observe what was civilized in the past and when that civility came about, if we don't know that, we will live confused, and beings will come confused, since nobody follow, or if there should never be civilized knowledge. But it did not go on with just these hominids, primates. It didn't just go on with them. When they leave Africa, the World History Textbook tells us, they went up into Europe. And it says because they were able to make fire to warm themselves in a colder climate. But they prefer that colder climate because Africa seemed to be too warm for them. All right. So there is nobody in Africa when they go into Europe, the colder place. Now think about that, and think about what follows according to the World History Textbook. You know, we need to know what happened next. Whether or not you think it is important to know what happened after these hominids go up into Europe. Because right now, people are out there in the world that, you know, if you have a nice little life that you're living and stuff like that, you probably don't even, you don't know about how unfortunate a lot of people out there are, because the attitude of beings that came into the world after these primates go up into Europe when there was no other creature challenge them, they could make sound tools. And that's all we read about in the World History textbook, that these creatures developed to where they could make some little stone tools to do what they want to do. All right. But whilst they were in Europe for a while, you know, that quite a few thousand years, the gods came from Nibiru and touched down into the Persian Gulf. Okay. Yes. And right now, you can connection with what I'm saying. The place that I just told you about that is called the Persian Gulf. Yeah. The Persian Gulf has an attachment to the place called Eridu. E-R-I-D-U, Eridu. It's now sit at the front of many other cities that were built by the Elohim. If you think it doesn't compare with what Bible read and talk about that. This is talking about these being intelligent beings that came to Earth for a reason, right? And today we have too much amusement and amusing things to pay attention to. And today's world, it's not like when it was only these apes, these hominids. It's not like that. Those days are gone. They went up into Europe and things changed after that. However, don't want to touch what they do because, you know, there's scarcely anyone around us today who wants to talk about, for different reasons, don't want to talk about after these hominins from Africa go up into Europe, all of them. But it is important for us to talk about it. And if I sound too confusing to you, and you would like to like call me and tell me, let's see. Call me. Yeah, I missed my page here a while ago. Yeah, we have to look carefully on what happened when the hominid primates went up into Europe. Because like I'm saying, you can't be seeing people running around those days because there was nobody. There was nobody around except them. So it is important for us to know when they go up to Europe, what happened? Well, what happened in Europe after that was that civilization that they didn't know about, these stone tool makers, they didn't know anything, they didn't talk, they don't have no language and stuff like that. So if we don't trace this history properly, things are bad are going to happen to us, because just like some animals, like the lion and the tiger, them out there, you see how they eat each other? They don't have a system whereas they could ever become organized. So they will continue to kill each other and eat each other out there in the wild. Okay? And they'll eat a human being if they catch it too. Right? So what I'm trying to say here is there is a need for us to understand where we are coming from. And don't look at the next car you're going to buy and stuff like that. Those things we do, and I am not like putting any negative thing to these things that we do, but I am saying that while we are doing these things, we are adjusting to a lot of evil ways that civilization cannot be exercised. And is happening here is that we are educated in a way where we think about civilization far afield from what has come to earth as civilization. And we don't know either by what way or what form civilization came to earth. We don't know it. I'm telling you, if you ask Joe Biden what is civilization, you know what? I am almost certain that he doesn't know. And if he does, I'll say, oh, I'm sorry. I don't think Joe Biden know what civilization is. You see the behavior of Trump? Trump has never been a civilized person, because he's from the hominid that never talk. And there are complexity in what I'm saying that I didn't know. And it took me a long time to view the past in the context in which I'm saying. When we hear certain things from history now, a lot of us are confused because they don't sound like reality to us. But guess what? When I began to read the World History textbook, I had to get accustomed to what reality really is. Because I grew up in the church from age 7. My parents were Christians. And it's down the road as I grow into adult that my life was such a thing that don't really have a pattern, a civilized pattern. And I don't know any civilized things to make me happy or nothing like that. And you see, reading is very vital to us to get knowledge, not to learn how to believe, because as you see, there was no class in school for you to learn how to believe something, let's say, keep somebody from fooling you up, right? There is no class in school to teach you, to wise you up, how to believe. Yet still, we find that the church that we know about, when you go to the church, they are telling you that you need Jesus Christ. You know, you need the blood of Jesus Christ. And it tells you, it is something you have to believe in, and Jesus Christ as a father who beget him, and there is no woman involved. So, and see, we still do not be concerned, though these elements are missing, and it is not really our fault, because you are born with these kind of elements as you move around and whatever you learn and how to live. But the important things that we are to know, we don't become concerned with it, and we become adjusted to the society that we are born and raised up in. Now, how are we going to come to know simple primary things that we are to know? All right. And so, I will say this. I'll say this, that without we know these elements, what happened after these folks go up into the place called Europe, the place called Europe. We come to know this place called Europe, right? This place called Europe, we don't know. And this is what is causing the problem. People don't want the history of the things that are written down for us to understand. All right. So now let me get into this part about there is no civilization out there by anybody until the Elohim gods came to earth. And it was a special occasion why they came to earth. And I will tell you that when they came to earth and touched down in the Persian Gulf, that was the first day that began our calendar. Okay? Because first of all, these are equipped equipped people then. And they are called by quite a few different names, and chiefly Elohim, gods, not God, but gods. And Elohim is a plural word, which means gods, not God. We don't know that unless we read and find out, okay, that the Hebrew word that translates to us the existence of the Elohim, God in Hebrew means gods, the Anunnaki, right? And what? Nephilims and quite a few other names. But what I want to tell you is that to keep us out of confusion, we have to know clearly that these creatures were not civilized. They go up from Africa into Europe. And after a certain period of time, I think a few thousand years, the Elohim gods came down to earth. And the reason why they came to earth, it was a serious purpose, because their planet that they come from in this solar system is called Nibiru. And there is explanation, even referred to in the Bible, about God divide the waters from the water. They don't really tell us the right information about this God divide the waters from the waters. We will forever be in darkness with that type of explanation. But that explanation is talking about a cosmic collision in a place called the crossing in space. Okay, but within the solar system, between the planets that we know here, Jupiter, Mars, and stuff like that, that's where the accident happened that caused one planet to be, as it were, break into two halves or whichever portion. But Earth is a part of that accident that fall off from another body that was between Jupiter and Mars. And right now, you know about the asteroid belt, right? The asteroid belt. Yes, the asteroid belt. You can Google it and you will see the asteroid belt with what is called the bracelet. There is something called the bracelet right in that space where the asteroid belt are swimming out there in space from the accident that happened, right? It is because that was a watery planet from which Earth was sheared off. And that's why we have this little planet full of water. And at one time, it appears like it was covered all over with water. All right? So the people, these the writers who are writing the Bible, I have yet to say who those writers are. But I have to explain this, that why these Elohim, why they came to planet Earth. They know the planet Earth was here because they have the history and know what has happened to this planet. And the problem that they were having was wanting to find some gold, G-O-L-D. They wanted some gold to be processed and to affect their atmosphere up in Nibiru. And they needed it bad, 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 right? And there was a political problem that they had also with their governing body up there, all right? And it so happens that they get to find out that gold is here on Earth, and particularly because it was in that accident, it has gold here, a lot of gold. So these Elohims that came to Earth, as I told you, after these hominids were in Europe, the Elohim are the source of civilization on Earth right now that we are experiencing. And you probably have never heard that, but we have prehistory that when they came here, the gods, they were able to experience the flooding, okay? And later, at that time, there were also human beings that they created. So they came and began their project, and we have good research links and by some scientists in South Africa named the leading scientist is Michael Tellinger. And we have clear, understandable information about that. It's not a joke. Because if you see things like the four rivers in Africa, you must ask yourself where it came from. Why, you know, these four rivers come here and come at a time when there was no civilization of anything going on around here, except now that the gods, they have use for water, but they have a limited amount of their own peers that came with them to start working to mine the gold. So it was a very long and arduous labor that had to be done. Well, they spend a great deal of time getting the gold to send back to their planet. And it was going to take a lot. And they didn't just do that. They make up a lot of cities and towns and a lot of things on Earth. And if you go to Peru and go to many other places, you go to England, you can see a lot of monuments that they put up. So what I'm saying is not fairy tale, but let me get to the point about what happened after the gods came and their people did not want to do the work, like in the mine and in the mine, the mining of the gold and stuff like that. They were tired of doing it, and some of them want to go back home. All right, so the scientists, there are two brothers here who were the commander of what they were doing. This was very big time business that they were performing, and there were nobody, no human, except these hominids over there in Europe. And you can observe that the history doesn't say anything about them, because they are not civilized product. They don't talk. For millions of years, they don't talk. But we know now by history that they went up into Africa. And it is after they were over in Africa, in their very state that they are in, the gods came and began to do their project in South Africa. And we were not created then. Mankind was never on Earth. So all those African people who think like we are the first creature to walk on Earth, you have to put the context to what you say. You can't just say we are the first people and then like we are the first people in the Western world. When we leave Africa and come to the Western world, there was nobody in the Western world but us, right? And the gods created us 200,000 years ago. That is a specific knowledge that we are to have. And without that, we will be here, you know, suffering and don't know to resolve our problem. We are not resolving our problem because guess what? Something happened real bad. Something happened really bad. And I wish I could be a more prolific speaker to tell you more in more thrifty terms. But I can't do no better than I'm doing here. All right? So it's a matter that it is a story that anybody is telling you. Even if they're even stuttering worse than I do, you would be inclined to listen to it because it may sound like it don't make no sense. Since something has happened that put us on this planet and we lose our senses. We lose our senses and causes the purpose of life to fail. As it were, that's the way I see it. We have been failing, and it is a failure that is mental. The failure that affects us is mental. And we were the only first human being created, civilized being. See? Why we are called hybrid and ethnic people and stuff like that is something for us to know. And when we do not know, we be victim just like we are today and cannot resolve the problem because we are guided away from the type of what is called indigenous mean we what you know and just last night I've been looking at the word indigenous and I was saying, you know what, we shouldn't call ourselves this because these white people brand us with this name, indigenous, so that to belittle us, it have a negative connotation. Okay, but I look further. I said, you know what? I can't just think bias against the word like that. But since there are a lot of that, since I start to read, I know that, you know, like things that I believe and sure it was making sense, I find out it didn't make any sense when I do research on the word and where we're coming from with it. Well, I look at the word indigenous, and it's a good thing that I didn't follow my feelings. Because I know you have to have knowledge on not believing in something like that, you know. So we don't believe in things that we cannot know at all. It is not good to believe in something that you don't know, period. But we have some elements in life, whereas your attitude can be used to your advantage to cause something positive to come forth from your reliance. All right? So you decide that you're going to rely on something that you're not certain about that may lead you to something that is real. Right? And you know, if you can get across your doubt to being certain, it's worth trusting and believing in a source that you assume can take you to certainty, right? When you're doing that, you do it carefully. You don't just believe in everything. And somebody make you promise and you believe and you hope it will work through. And, it, you know, you get into a lot of trouble with that. So you stay safe when you get knowledge of things that you're going to associate yourself with. Search it out to the very depth before you begin to make promises with someone and you don't have any proper source for evidence. You need evidence. And though we have the Bible and they taught us believe in it, if after a while, if you are growing, you will find out that there are a lot of things wrong with the Bible. But once you believe it is the God, is the word of God, that belief could choke out your senses so that you don't want to question God. You see what I mean? No. If you were right about God in the Bible, everything would be all right. But I am certain now, I'm not believing, I am certain now that what we read in the Bible about God, it's not true, is no true God in the Bible. Now, I know that there are gods that are real because they came to earth and they do things that we cannot refute. Wait, and it is their blood that created us, why we are civilized. And along with a sapient species from earth that is called, we call this the earthlings. We are earthlings. So let's go back now to what happened after the gods who needed primitive. Okay, I have to like keep my memory in line because you know, I'm forgetting simple things too sometime, and I have to wait for my brain to like bring back even simple things to my memory. Okay, yes, preliminary workers, the gods created, and they didn't make us out of dust. Okay, like the Bible says. Now, you know, what I'm saying becomes kind of complex, but we want to sort out the civilization thing. If we know for sure when civilization came to earth, we will be on good ground. You see what I mean? And we need to know it because when you have some other beings come up and begin to do something else and begin to mix up blood where blood no belong, and you begin to get breedings from those bad mixing blood, yeah, you could have exactly what you see we have in here today. Because who is ruling the world? Who's ruling the world? Sodomites. Okay? Sodomites. And how did the Sodomites come about? All right? So now you have to go clearly to the worldish textbook. That is when you know that you can find it in there. And I'm telling you, you can find it because I was, for quite a while, didn't know how to find certain things that is Into the World Issue textbook. But when I began to read it, I find out, oh, this is where the goal is here for us. All right. So we know now that the white people come from their species. Name is hominid primates or apes. You read it into the World History textbook. And if you ever want to have a clear information as to how to find this book, the World History textbook, you can always call me on this program and ask me, and I will freely let you get that information so you can read it for yourself and master your life from that ultimate piece of knowledge. Because unless somebody can show you a superior World History textbook and null what is not giving you the right thing. Let's say if you find National Geographic World History textbook, what it says, you know, you have another editor that, you know, do better than this, and you prove what this is saying to be untrue. Hold on to what is the best information, but don't make no mistake about that. Just if you're going to go from one thing, make sure what you're going to is the real thing and not what you have. So my mind is always open for somebody to like correct anything, any error in my life, no matter what it is. But we need to have a fundamental sense, though, of what make better sense. Because if you don't know what better sense is to what you're holding on to, there's confusion there, and chances are you're just dead and perish. And you need to know the truth when you're alive, because that is what gives your life value in the sense, the spiritual sense, and in the temporal sense where you are living right now. You really need to know what is right from what is not. Right? And we will have to be careful, because we born and raised up to end what we are told. And especially we who have been in slavery, captivity, and are taught things that are not true, the untrue becomes true to us. I have found that out, that I am finding so much things that turn me against what I had believed. And I find out this little reading that I can do, it does help me a lot. But we have the white people then who go and tell us it's all the lies in the Bible that are not true, and they are telling you it is true, like Jesus and God and stuff. And Abraham and God, and those things are not true. And all of your Christian life depend on those things. You know what I mean? So it means to not allow anything to come between what you're thinking and something else. Read. Read the first version that you have and see if there's any other version that you need to read that differs. Because while you're going along with what you are holding on to first, like you grew up in the church and that is all you know, and the way they put the Bible together, if you don't read up to a higher level of understanding, you will die believing foolishness and never can tell. So what is going to be the correct way to think? Common words that we learn, let's say in school or whatever be the school is, but you learn how to read and write with words. All right. If you do not learn to be an independent, knowledgeable reader, which take every word you are reading seriously, you will go astray. You will love things and worship things that you're not supposed to. And guess what? Because you're on the believing side, believe has no intention of making you a knowledgeable person, because these two energies don't mix up together. So when we hold on to believe and say it is the word of God or whatever, but especially with the Bible, this is most detrimental, that the Bible is the problem, because the Bible ain't telling you the truth about no God whatsoever. I'm telling you about God begot a son. That is entirely impossible to be true. There is nothing in civilized history, anything about a God who, you know, before God make heaven and earth, he and his son, that anything works without a woman when it comes to civilized life. So when the Bible is telling you even some things that are true, they come back and tell you things that refutes what they tell you already. But what they tell you first is what they want you to hold on to and justify why you hold on to that. And it's wrong. Like the Bible in 1 Corinthians 2:13-14. It tells you that your mind has to be unnatural for you to understand the things in the Bible. And that the people with a natural mind, you're born with a natural mind, you start to cry and then you start to like see things and, you know, and learn to talk and things like that, right? That's your natural mind you grow up with, and you learn how to do things with a natural mind. Because sure, nobody who has a newborn baby, when they see that the baby is having certain kind of problem, everything comes through the mind. They're going to react if they feel in pain. You know, the mind is going to, you know, get that message that something, you're having a problem, and you begin to cry, you know, as a toddler and stuff like that. And only until you can show where it's hurting you will anybody understand you, without any delay, because you can show and tell where you're feeling a pain or something. So I am saying that we have got to lay keen attention to words that we read. Because if you are not understanding words that you're reading, you are easily led astray. But I, who never read all that much, I never read past fourth grade level until I was age 27, and I decided that, you know, I want to read better than fourth grade level. So I am going to go back to adult school and try my best to read a little higher then. So I pursue that. And you know, I never knew how far I would go, because I born with a lot of deficiency, mental deficiency. And I am not ashamed to tell anybody that, because don't look at me like I was born into the king's palace. You know, I wasn't. I born in white people, slavery country or island in Jamaica. And if anybody wants to say it was a nice experience, well, I don't know what they're talking about. I don't know what they're talking about. However, I want to like drive in your mind, regardless of what is going to happen in your life, you need to read independently and know what you are about. You see? Because right now, when I tell you about your mind, that the Bible is telling you that your mind must be unnatural for you to read and know everything that is in the Bible. And it says, the natural-minded person think the Bible is foolishness. Do you buy that? That your natural mind read less and comprehend less? Or it is when your mind unnatural, you don't read well and you don't comprehend well. So if you look in the dictionary and find the definitions for unnatural, it will tell you all the things that don't function right. You see? And clearly, the definitions make it easy for you to know that, no, your mind cannot be unnatural, because you talk about sobriety. If you are in your right mind, you know when somebody talking foolishness. When you're reading, you need to know if you're reading foolishness, because it come out to the same thing. You want an objective to know the truth. Okay? And if you are not able to read and find out something that is in what you read to be true, and you're going to abide by what you read, it means you have to have an independent sense to certify if you, when you get a piece of information that you want, if whether or not it is real good information or not. You're supposed to know that. So your use of words is very important. And because you go to a university, you will know a lot of things important. But I tell you what, if you were so knowledgeable about words, you wouldn't go to a church, because you'd see enough lies in the Bible that stop you from right up at Genesis 1. Moreover, when you go to Genesis 2 and 3, if you did miss it at 1 and 2, you cannot miss that something is wrong with the Bible when you go down to the third chapter, right? And coming out of chapter number 2 in Genesis and go to the third chapter. You can't miss it if you are reading and you know what you're reading. You will see things in there that let you know that, oh, okay, you are a civilized person. You don't expect to read foolishness and don't know it's foolishness and follow it. Therefore, I'm telling you, the world is suffering right now. Okay? We will go back now to what happened to us, human beings. We are different from the hominid that we talk about, that are apes. And you will see it in the World History textbook that they look like the flat-faced man of Kenya. Remember, is Africa. They develop, okay? And they are called the flat-faced man of Kenya. These white people, ancestors I'm talking about, but people don't want African people to know our species different from theirs. I know that we ought not to tangle together. They don't want us to know that because they are breach our rights to exist in our species. But they decided, oh, no, no, they want to hold us down and get into our blood. All right? I have to, like, govern what I'm saying and don't, you know, dirty or smear up what I'm saying. So I'm going to try and keep it in words that are pleasant and enable someone to have a sense of genuineness and that, you know, if you can feel confidence in yourself and decide to, like, take precaution, you can kind of, if you're talking to someone, you can tell whether or not they have a spirit of trying to, like, lead you astray or something. You see what I mean? And when people talk in certain ways that don't let you respect what they're saying, well, it's hard for you to, like, develop from off of that. So I am trying to tell you where the grass is green from where it's dry in the information that we are supposed to allow to affect our minds. Outside of that, it's not going to work. So you'll hear me say some things about the Bible, and like, God begot a son. There's no mother, all right? Where did he beget the son? Remember now, in the Bible, Jesus came to earth by an angel who brought him as a spirit. So the angel is a spirit, and that angel is bringing a spirit baby called Jesus, all right? And Mary now, once the Gabriel impregnate Mary with the child, well, and it took some months, right, before this baby was born. That is what the Bible is saying. And when you read those things with no other information to encounter or to contrast you, you don't have anything else to hold on to about that, right? However, when you, as a child who don't know a lot of things, or let's say your parents were not educated to read and become literate about certain things, you can't be helped. You won't be helped, right? Because I find out now that those things that I learned as a child in the church and whatever I read, I find out now that the level on which I read, I basically read and take those things that I read into my belief mind, you know, that just believe it. So you just read and you don't watch, you know, what a certain particular word, what it says, and to know how to make distinction with the information so that you can go out and know to maneuver yourself in the world amongst people. All right. So I am saying that what we are, the first human, civilized human being that the gods created, because they did not come to earth to create human beings. And that is something that nobody told me. Okay? And they wrote the Bible like God a spirit god somewhere, wherever he did it. Well, it's supposed to be somewhere on earth, but we don't get certain specifics at all in the Bible. However, we can see in certain places that it says God is perfect and his son, Jesus, is perfect. Now, never have I ever looked at God and his son like homosexual. I never did in my youthful experience coming up and when I become a man, like coming up to like 60 or 62 years old, there's a lot of crucial things that I believe that are like dead frog. I'm telling you, it's no joke about that. It's worse than you may ever think. And I hold tight to those things because there's nothing else that affects my mind but those things. But I start to read now after I turn adult and go to adult school and go up a few levels. So I understand issues. I know when I believe one thing, and knowledge in what I read is telling me something else. Now, if you cannot face information like that, you're gonna perish, because if you don't have a mind that is pure and enlightened, and you glorify the mighty God in your heart, in your spirit, you don't worth anything. You will never worth anything. And if you have money and things like that, well, yeah, you'll have money. But when you're dead, you're done. You have to have a spiritual connection with the divine, because their blood created us. When we have the Bible telling us about the blood of Jesus, it's a lie, 100% lie. And Jesus never existed. And it's because I'm reading now with much more clarity, I realize Jesus is nowhere in the Bible as a fact. No. And if you want to know something that is very important to this, is that the notion about Jesus began with the African people in Palestine, right? Yes. And it happened under a very negative circumstance that we don't get to know. And what is that circumstance? When we were created in South Africa, as hybrid humans, and let's say the word indigenous, indigenous means the first time, okay? Anything that comes first in the genus. So let's say the hominid came into Africa first 3 to 4 million years ago. So they are indigenous in that sense. All right. When they left Africa and go up into Europe, they are indigenous settlers in Europe. You get that one, right? Indigenous. All right. So as long as that status never changed, that's what they are. When we were created in South Africa by the Elohim gods with genetic manipulation that created us, in glass tube, right? So we are actually created genetic babies. in Glasgow, the first human being. The first human being, right? Civilized, because we now have the blood of the gods. And, you know, this story is very, 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 it is a story that there's nothing to defeat this, because evidence around you shows you what sustain us. So I'm saying that the fact that the gods did not come here to create mankind, but that when their people failed to carry on the work, they had to look at an alternative. And we that they created was the alternative. And it turns out are very good for them, because what? We were the right type of a specimen to do what they wanted to do. No joke about that. So after we developed in Africa 100,000 years ago, well, not 100,000 years ago, because we are now created 200,000 years ago in South Africa, all right? But when we were 100,000 years old in Africa, some of us began to migrate to the Western world. So remember what I told you, it's the hominid primates are in Europe, right? They are in Europe, and there is nobody civilized on Earth except the gods in South Africa and in Heredo, where they, you know, begin to spread out. So now we are leaving, some of us are leaving Africa, right? And something happened. Now, where we are today is 100,000 years ago from when we started out, when we were 100,000 years that we were created, we left and come to the Western world, and we spend another 100,000 years now, so we would say we are 200,000 years old. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying, right? So we were created by the gods in South Africa, and we developed in Africa for 100,000 years. And then after that, we began to leave. Some of us began to leave Africa and come to the Western world. Now, we are the only human being. We are the only civilized human being 200,000 years ago. Okay? But remember now, after we were about to leave, some of us experienced these devils, these hominids. And when they apprehend our people and do very evil things to them that would affect the decaying of their brain, okay, and it would be a disease that would begin to deteriorate our brain whenever we have any kind of a blood interaction with each other and stuff like that. And that is what destroys our species, right? And when you put the Elohim blood together with the wise sapien, that's what makes an hybrid, two different lives. So we have the life of the gods from above, and the sapien that was created on earth. Okay, for that purpose, it appears to me. So we have that blood of the sapien here, and the blood of the gods that mix into the glass tube and bring forth who we are here, the Adam and Eve. You see? So what we are thinking today about what the Bible says, you know what? It's not even dry grass that may have give us something that is true. But there is nothing about what they are saying about Adam and Eve in the garden. It's true. Some things like Adam and Eve could work, like these two people exist. And we can say they exist because history says that. And history is way ahead of the Bible. Bible don't write no history and give it to world history. No. World history is first with what happened. Because when the thing happened, it is being written down. And that's how the history come about with things. So the Bible is not any kind of a help, and neither should it be, because it doesn't tell us civilized things from Genesis 1 on to most of what the Genesis book is saying. But when you read the first three chapters of Genesis, you're reading foolishness. Just not true. But to the white people, it is true. Because what? The trouble that they cause. The trouble that is caused that put us into inferior life experience. It is because of them. It is their bad blood and diseases. And if you think that what I'm saying doesn't sit well with you, well, I have evidence to prove that these adversaries exist. And that we were a people of good health, good mental and physical health. The first 100,000 years that we developed in Africa. How much of us do you think were the number in the first 100,000 years? You don't think it's a lot of generation? We bring forth. Yes, it is a lot of people, because it tells that once the gods allowed us to breed within our own species, we were doing it real good. We were, you know, really, really putting a lot of number of people on the ground. Okay, so when our people were disease and their bad blood get into our system by what they did, and we begin to, you know, like unknowingly begin to spread the disease that those people got into our system. Okay? And at that time, they were called Homo erectus. So these white people are Homo erectus. Their foreparents. That's their species. White people are hominid primates. That's their parents. taxonomic blood offspring. That's what it is. Now, over the past 100,000 years, since the problem happened, we don't have nothing else in history beside what I tell you. So you can't follow newspaper all over the world and people all over the world talking all kind of foolishness, and they don't know the road, the chronological road of history that tells us where we come from. And if you think that you're going to know something different from what the history says, and you find all kind of a argument to find fault with history and all that, well, I don't know where you're going to go with that. And I am not going to do anything besides say, stay out of my way. That's all I'm going to say. Stay out of my way, because you know what? That's confusion. When you have the history of the past telling you, like, you have a birth certificate, right? And somebody's telling you something and it is wrong. And who is that telling you? They don't even know you good. You know, but I can tell you, as a matter of principle, they think that, you know, I mean, usually those things are not true and all that kind of thing. So if you don't have a sense of what makes sense and what don't make sense, you are at a disadvantage. So I am saying, without a personal knowledge of the history that brought us where we are, you will be a church member all of your life and praising Jesus and filled with the Holy Ghost and stuff like that. Those things are not true. It was, you know, kind of a critical at first when I started to read. But because I am someone who I want to see the thing for myself. Now that I am able to read and I can follow a piece of context and stuff like that, yeah, I can help myself this way. That's what everybody is supposed to do. Follow your sense of what is right, and words are what guide us. Words. You follow the definitions of the definition of the words and see what the definition tells you, because it is leading us to what is naturally true. Once you can go and identify what the word is saying, nobody is going to fool you then, because you know when to choose to do this or to do that. Okay? Now, why are we in this state we are in now, confused? It's because of what happened, like I tell you. Because we walk from our walk or whichever way that we come to the Western Hemisphere, we did not know that we were sick. And how do I know that? I look at the entire historic picture. And what is said about these hominid people, how they meet with our people somewhere and defrauded them, right, and affect their mental. And therefore, until much, much later on in life, when we come to the Western Hemisphere, like about some 50,000 years ago, here comes these sodomites, these hominids. Here they come. They are talking now, because they take our blood and go have a whole bunch of picnic and develop a lot of clan, a lot of groups, until they are able to have nations of themselves, homosexuals. That's where homosexuality comes from, is them. And then they invade us and begin to use their diseases to kill us, directly kill us, in the millions. These white people right here, they become superior to us. And they were not civilized all along. But now they are talking because of whatever happened 100,000 years ago. Yes, all those years went by. And we think, perhaps our people think, it's just climate change why we are in the situation we're in. No, it's proven. What they come when they invade and what you call invasion and colonial hegemony, you know. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so now you kind of get a gist of what I am saying. I am not telling you for you to depend on me. But I tell you about this World History textbook. And you may wonder, you know, what does the World History textbook value? The World History textbook is the most valuable a book that is dedicated to history of the world, which means people who lived and have done certain things. You know, they are, you know, any time a people spring up, and if they are civilized, they would be printed into this World History textbook. Because right now, just to show you how these white people are undermining, they are undermining our government that controls, are responsible for our origin 200,000 years ago, the people who did it, and own the planet for themselves, because they were the boss. They are the civilized foundation of civilized human being, and they are hiding the truth from us. That's why they write the Bible. And what we are to do is now tell them, look, the Bible that you write about us, invalidated. We have to tell them to get out of our territory where they have all the disease on us here. They don't have any government jurisdiction over the Western world. And you can read about it and get the knowledge that white people are not our culture. They are sodomite culture. They don't have anything to offer us, but yet still they come and have our wealth and everything like that. So there is something here in our history for us to know, because that's where the power comes from. White people don't have a history to tell you their history versus ours. They don't have any. So they keep on using us like we are the foundation of their lives, but they turn it around. They are the superior ones. You see what I mean? Now, I come here today like I have done before, and this is what I love to do, is to tell you what is in the World History Textbook. And if you feel like it is not real, well, you go with what is real. I know that when I read some foolishness, and it is in a language that I do speak some, it was even difficult for me to even talk as I do today, because the white people are, it's not that they are our people, you know, but look, they get our blood. They get some of our blood, and they come to what they come, and they are challenging us. You see, Nelson Mandela struggled in South Africa with these sodomites, and there's something that Mandela didn't know. Why he was more victorious. He survived a lot, and, you know, they put him, give him life sentence, you know, when Nelson Mandela had government power and was not using it, because the way he was brought up and his exposure, you know, I think he became a lawyer under these white people, AD Anadamani government, which is not a government at all. It's not a civilized government. These people are people that we should shove and keep over into Europe. But we fall from our standard of life, our mental state over the period of 100,000 years, falter and fail. And they will tell you in the Bible, then they write the Bible now to, like, keep us under the weather. Keep us under the dearth of civilization. Can't find our civilization. And they are doing everything, and we have to just follow it. But I see things are changing. Because we are here, and we are not able to, like, use the power of words in our history. The history was written for a cause, and it's there. You can look and see government and everything pertaining to us. It's Africa. You see kings ruling. It's not them. And as a matter of fact, in the World History Textbook, it is clear that we come from a government, and the interference that they cause, that we cease from thinking and administrating our own lives under the government that we are endowed from the Elohim who created us, and used their blood, that we would be the type of people they really wanted to work. You see? Because that was what they were all concerned about, is that the creature that they were creating could do the intricate stuff that they do, and that's what they did. Now, it's good to look at this, that why the gods did not go into Europe and use some of these sodomites. They didn't. And for the reason why they use their blood to create the human that they wanted. So these white people know, these white people as they are now, they call themselves modern people. When, you know, this explanation that I just give you about them and what they did and how they come to be talking now, we really will have to get down into reading what happened, you know, before we can deal with this, with what I'm saying. However, this is how unfold to us. They, the gods, the Elohim, came to earth. They came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth, and spiritual enlightenment under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens. Human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in heart, science, and thought swept through the inhabitable world, and they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. Nobody has ever debunked this. Nobody at all. In this extraordinary, documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods indelibly written in stone. My friends, there are a lot of information that follow along the line that I've been talking to you. It is not easy after your mind is tampered with to get it back where it belongs. You know what I mean? It's not. And therefore, yes. Now, we have some things going on here on that. We have a strong force that is manifesting, you know, over the past, say, since this year came in, 2003, we have excess of what used to be number of tornadoes. So we are getting the effects of tornadoes, and then, you know, we can look forward to a hurricane as well. The white people and their so-called government. Look, we are sick, and there is the situation that we are seeing that the heavens don't like this sodomy thing that is going on here. You see what I mean? The gods had never at all liked this sodomy thing. And because these people drug our people and let us over the years, over the 100,000 years, we've been breeding and interbreeding and don't know what we're doing. You see what I mean? And, but remnant of us are springing up. Remnant of it are springing up, and therefore we are seeing that who is on the Lord's side will be blessed. But there are horrible things that are coming on the earth to, like, destroy impurity. Yeah. And if you think it means something to you, see over here that you can see says like about 15 hours ago, deadly tornado ripped through Texas town. You see, this consistency, you are able to see what the concept is of God protecting his people. That's not what you're seeing going on in America. Because the white people have turned everybody into fools. And people are trusting in Jesus and all that. It is a bad situation because when we are following the Bible that the white people come and write and talk about God and Abraham and stuff like that, and they themselves write and say those things are not true. But they have seen us going down a path where they realize it is safe for them to do anything they want to do with us. Yeah. So if we don't read and come to senses to where we can debunk these old bunch of nonsense, we will just die and perish because, I mean, we don't worth anything at all. So if you think you want your life to count only because information is hidden from you, you are not on to it, well, right here, I had a dissatisfaction in myself. And it was about how people cannot agree. We cannot, you know, we are always in turmoil. And I was about age 62 at the time. And it is a stir of, you know, impression and communication, like my own brain's talking to me. That is why I started to read and was able to help myself better with things. And today, I am better off. I mean, oh my, it is like so many times beyond what the state that I was in. No, I'm able to steer myself and, you know, talk with people. And if they have a light in their mind, they too can share into this light of understanding. You don't want nobody be putting you where they want you go. You want to be in the state of thinking where you are certain and nobody, you know, nobody pushing you under their foot and stuff like that. Be your own person. Let your spirit guide you, and everything will be all right. So I thank you for tuning into the program today, and unless we begin to seek to know what that truth is, and it is the words that you are going to read and you're going to make findings, that's what's going to do it. Otherwise, you know, you'll die with your university degrees, and all you were doing was just trying to make money and to, like, live out your life, and so it is. But there is, if you don't think that there is more to your life, more value to your life, well, you just go on and let these white people say they're running a government for us. That's not true. We have our government sitting down right where it always been, and these guys turn our minds away from it. Okay, so you may ask me, well, what am I doing? I think I'm developing. You know, I'm developing into somebody that value something, you know, that I couldn't cater to all along. I think I'm getting somewhere, because when I speak the truth, people who are developing to something else, they can't stay around me, because I'm talking about the truth before any civilization, right? And who is who today? I follow the chronology, and as long as I continue to talk the truth like that, then we are here for a purpose, and we have been used for the purpose that we were here. Now, we are here to show and to shine and manifest the real existence of the gods. They give us the might and the ability. And if we are able to make a recovery from our cerebrum fallen state and begin to scour our minds with the truth, come by the truth and begin to go by that, these folks will be left behind, because they are not telling us any truth that energizes us. No, white people not doing that. White people are doing their best to dress and look like human being. And the more they do that is the more they push us off to the side. You see what I mean? So if we don't take our place and kick them out with the truth, they kick us out of our own place, because we believe what they say in a Bible. You see what I mean? Now, when we cannot afford to leave the church, we don't have any hope of developing our minds to the point where we feel good with ourselves, you know. So a lot of people out there, you know, they would like to hold on to something, but they can't leave the kind of atmosphere where they have. They can't leave it, because they would have to take an orientation into a different level of understanding to drop a lot of the bad concepts that they have. And it's going to be difficult for one to do that unless you see something that you are being drawn to. When it comes to civilization is what we need to realize. You see, because it came to earth, and I was reading to you how, you know, how it happens, and we have time, and we have the calendar, and we allow them to come and make a moon calendar, and we don't have no calendar. We don't have our indigenous civilized mind, because they hurt us. They hurt us. And when I begin to read and find out, you know, it's a lot of pain and you know, the amount of effort I have to be putting into being a better person. But I want to be that better person. So, you know, I am going to I'm going to put forth the effort so that at the end of the day, I acquire something that will never leave me. And we cannot afford to make these sodomites do what they're doing to us, and we live in vain. So I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and hope that you are benefited by something. If you think it's a waste of time to go back and look at the distance of history from way back in the past, like when the solar system was created and the Earth was created, and digest some of that and keep on looking at what else happened in the world. And when you find out what happened in the world, and things begin to become simpler and simpler for you to understand it. But that's where you want to be. But if you're too weary and you're going to, like, give up on that, and is the things that the mundane things that your life need, that's what take you up. Well, if you don't decide to think seriously and to get yourself into the kind of knowledge and understanding that you need, you know, you're going to lose. But just think that your energy is better being spent for this type of a glorious experience that you can have if you decide that's what you want. But apart from that, it's just like you decide you want to go to school, but, you know, you just can't spare the time, or, you know, let's say make a sacrifice to do it. And if you were able to do that, it wouldn't be long before you begin to have a smile, a better smile, and a better feeling about yourself. And so then, I tell you that things are getting better in a certain way. Right? Because the amount of garbage that is going on planet Earth, you know, with these white people, them sodomite, they take control of everything. Sodomite take control of everything. Okay? But when their time come, a failure, it's not going to come from us, but it's going to come from the fact that we want to rehabilitate ourselves in the eyes of our Creator, right? And because of that, they will help us to get out of this foolishness. If at all, we don't want sodomy, because that's all these white people got to give us is sodomy, okay? I don't want no sodomy, and they are to get out. History, they are not to be among us, and if we want our gods to be pleased, well, that's what we must do. Because only when civilization came, life turns into what we know here today. When these people, sodomites, going to take our civilized way of life and play with us and do what they want to do. No, I mean, if we had the bombs in our brain to hit them and blast them with, they would be gone.
Yeah. Look, you know, when you talk to somebody and you insult them and things like that, you see how it hurt them? Okay, then. You think about it. If you are talking the truth and nobody cannot refute it, they either stay and accept what you say or go away. You don't see it. Because it's just like the rain is coming down. And if you don't want to get wet, you get out of the rain. The sun is too hot. You don't want to get burned up. You know, well, go seek some shade. Well, that's the way it is. We are afraid of these people because they write all kinds. No, the amount of nonsense that these people have done and we believe it and following them and allowing them to, like, you know, determine our life. You know, then, you know, when that's not the position we should be in. You see what I mean? So therefore, if we don't make the effort to knock down the wall that they have, you know, pushed over and come over on us, we have to get them back to where they come from. There's no doubt that they don't come from America, nor Palestine. No. I tell you where they come from. Out of Africa and into Europe. But when things happen and they are able to walk about and they become, got access to show themselves as a greater power than us and stuff like that, we were never trying to exert power over these white crackers. We never did, I haven't read that. They, from North to South Africa, it is these white sodomite, honest fucking people. They are the ones who interfered with us. They are criminals. And why are we benefiting them? It's because we are foolish, don't you see? Something happened, you see? Something has happened to us. But wake up. Here is a little a few lines, a paragraph that I want to read here. To think that we are in the Western world where nobody else was but us, and they come with what all them want to talk about, Columbus and all that kind of thing. Look, we were here thousands of years before any Columbus or any one of them, and they want to make it like they are the ones who found the new world and all this kind of stuff, and that's where we are here today. Why are we here? It's because something happened to us. All right. If we are begin to realize things now and are able to read and find out that these guys don't belong here, you know, they don't need to be here at any time with their sodomite self and make it be like, oh, it's they have a right to be here. No, we're not to put up with that. Church is not our business. And they're a political 509 BC coup that they stage and push our king out, and we don't have any king to rule over us now. Look, we are under these jackass, I mean, foul roots, white house, white people, a total different species. They don't belong here. We are handicapped. Because we don't have the knowledge to resist. And we just take it like it is. No. It's not going to go like that. See, those tornadoes out there, they are out there for a reason. And look and see what they are working on. They are tearing up these places that people live, you know, see. And they will think that, oh, they will set up, go rebuild. That's what they are thinking. You see, but there going to come a time they can't rebuild no more, you see, because the God's not going to tolerate this thing forevermore. All right, read some of this here. To understand the name called Roman in latter part of BC era by Europe, to understand the name that they call Roman Okay. In the latter part of BC, as a matter of fact, 509 BC. Okay. And yeah, no joke about that. Latter part of yes, 509 BC. Yeah. 509 BC. C-O-U-P. Yes, BC coup era by Europe to understand it. This is what about, you see what happened over time when criminals do certain things and there was nobody around to like destroy what they did. It leaves that evil to polarize the rest of the generation coming behind, because they're not going to get no truth, because these evil criminals, they're going to leave all the information that they said, they who win the war write the history, and they write whatever history they want you to know coming behind. So, what I'm looking at right now is that to understand the name called Roman in the latter part of the BC era. The BC era, right? And like I say, in the 509 BC. Yes, the 509 BC era. By Europe. Era. By European, well, by Europeans. All right. Resemblance to humans began 100,000 years ago, when irreversible evil occur, right? Yeah. Like I told you, 100,000 years ago, when evil occurred, I say it is irreversible evil occurred, because right now the world is gone into a swamp of confusion and disrespect and sodomy all over, where the gods destroy so much of these sodomites before, but they come back. So there is going to be a second destruction of these folks. It's coming. It's written. Okay, that they will not be tolerated to live on and nasty up the place with evil. Yes. So 100,000 years ago, when irreversible evil occurred, and picked up speed, you know. So when it happened 100,000 years ago, it picked up speed in quite a few fronts, and we would wind up be the loser. We wind up be the loser. So we have our story to be told about how we were created in Africa, but then it didn't run very long before we wind up in a trouble. All right. All right. So it goes on to say, there was no church known in the BC time, and only civilized African people are normally personalized with an ID name. You see? So there is no church known in the BC time, and only civilized African people are normally personalized with an ID name. We are hybrid people. It distinguishes us from anything or any other creature, because we are the only set of a race of people that was created in that unique way, right? So if you're afraid of to know that we are hybrid, well, that's what it is. Two different life, a earthly portion and a heavenly portion, the gods and the sapien from the earth that created us, a special being. And see, that's what these white people have been trying to do ever since, is to be like human beings, because we can do things and go to the utmost, and that's what they crave. But they don't have genuine human existence, you see, and that's what they keep on clamoring for, is to have what we have. And that's why they take and strip us, because our brain is not functioning, and they get opportunity to do what they're doing. Now, so go on here to say, like I said, there was no church, and you have to look at these things and see what was in the past and see what's in the present. That's why I'm urging folks to read and to get the information. Then it becomes easy. Yeah. So now it goes on to say, we have identity. And if you read anything at all, you will see the African people identity. But these white people, they don't have any identity. They have all kind of name, and then they come to America and they say they are American. And remember what I tell you, what their ID is. They are hominid primates, and they settled in Europe. They settled in Europe 1.5 million years ago. So all you see white people are doing here, and that they turn superior people, it's simply because they just knock us down to the ground. You know, if your brain is not going to work for you, then somebody's going to use your flesh. And that's what is happening here. But how do you get out of this? It's your mind that must get you out of this. And if you don't have a mind that's going to get you out, you're going to just live until you're dead. And that's it. Now, so it goes on. You are to view 1.5 million years ago history. Said Europe white hominid primates depart Africa into Europe. known as Homo erectus, with living youth makers of stone tools and lit fire. They had no language, and that's the truth. It's in the history, okay? At the time, the hybrid people started leaving Africa and were attacked by the Homo erectus. It's safe. It is safe to tell that they were mute. Status quo. Because prior to their settlement in Europe, they existed 3.5 to 4 million years. Okay? Yeah. History shows biological, mental changes were only possible since the attack on the highway 100,000 years ago. The only victim extant at the time are wise sapien and its two subgroups, Neanderthals, wise sapien. And there's a lot to learn here. This, you know, the world is not as simple as you see there, and information is here that's vast, and based on what we have been deluded with, we have to like put out an effort now to learn the right thing and get yourself to be the right kind of human being you're supposed to be. Not unless you want to be like white people. The Roman religion, listen to this, the Roman religion, now if you don't know about the Romans that had a religion. Any Romans that had religion cannot be white people, because they are not coming from a civilized descent. And who they have now as modern people, modern man, is from life generated lately, okay, and have departed away from civilization. You see, white people will never be civilized, and they will always try to invent things outside of the order of civilization, plain and simple. It goes on, where he says, the Roman religion was only an opportunistic look for Rome, who went too far with vile intention that even call themselves gods and involved in cult worship. They said approval from the gods did not depend on the person's behavior. What that says? They said approval from the gods did not depend on the person's behavior. Really? Their approval? They said approval from the God, for you to get approval from the God, from the gods. The Roman religion was only an opportunistic look from Europe who went too far with vile intentions that even call themselves gods, all right, and involved in cult worship. See, so the worship and custom and the religious ceremonies, praise worship that were practiced by the humans who the God created, because the people, the human who the God created, created a basis of ceremonies and stuff like that to give honor to those gods, but it's not what the Bible tells us. So when we go the Bible into the Bible believe, which is something we learn under slavery, we depart from our understanding of who we are, you see, and turn Christians. And that's all we know. And we will not move out of Christian teaching and Christian belief unless we go through some therapy, you see, and know better. They said approval from the gods did not depend on a person's behavior. Really? So God is going to approve you? You see, these kind of stuff? I don't think there's anywhere you will read this in a civilized book. But they are writing these things to please themselves, these white people. So they are telling you now that, they said approval. Where were this written? I don't know nowhere it's written. God is not approving nobody's bad behavior, the gods them. No. From the gods did not, you say approval from the gods did not depend on a person's behavior, but on accurate observance of religious rituals. You hear that? That don't make no sense. Don't make no sense. Because you're talking about, you can have all the rituals you want and you go there and you're doing all the wickedness and stuff like that, you know, but as long as you carry the order of worshiping, you know, carry out the rituals them, as long as you carry out it. So it's like you're calling upon the name of the Lord, but I mean, you don't respect the gods, you know, and they will still honor you because they only want you to do the rituals and do it properly. That's misleading people into nonsense. Behold, they got Elohim gods. Blood. Yeah, when they rape our people, that's what they did. They get the God's blood used to help create the hybrid ethnic people that gave them ability to speak words. They were no authentic Romans. They took on the Roman name day of the 509 BC coup with military and its dress code. It Okay. All right. So I got this was disrupted. So what we have here now is 14. 14. Oh no, that's not what I wanted. No, that's not what I wanted. Go back to 14 and say, what? 14, right? Right. Come on, 14. 14. Right, 14, 14, 14. Cool. All right. So now I am about getting what I want. All right, so the Roman religion, what did he say? Okay. So it goes on to say, they were not enthusiastic Romans. They took they were not authentic Romans. They took on the Roman name on the day they took on the Roman name on the day of 509 BC coup with military and its dress code. It began for them. It began. For them, the Roman Republic. It's insightful to know Rome's final ruler name was Roman King Lucius Tarquinius, and the Roman name, white men. Maneuvered hell blazing until this day. Right? So Tarquinius and the Roman name, white men maneuver. Yes, white men maneuver. Yes, maneuver hell blazing until today, right? People believe it, that they are Romans for real. People are still reeling out good sense by retardation. Reeling out good sense. By retardation. People are reeling away. AWAY. Reeling away. People are reeling away from good sense. BECAUSE.
because of because of their retardation. Yeah. Oh, but they seem like I won't be able to get it. Huh? Save. But it doesn't seem like it's gonna it can't save. I can't save it, eh? Well, I hope that so how do I get it now to All right, so replace. Option. What do you mean by option? Adjust your startup radio, private or privacy and more. What's this? Come on, so why can't you just episode audio. Okay, so Lord. Okay, yeah, so okay, so okay. Okay. They don't want to see certain kind of things, so because they want credibility, and they don't, they are above us now. You know, I mean, they want to be above us. You know, see it. Wow. Wow. Look at this, Kazakhans.
Mm-hmm.